fog becoming mostly sunny, high 82.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Welcome to the show. It's Monday. It's 5 o'clock,
Monday.
And this is Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And we've got a relatively packed show for you, but in the second quarter, we're going to be talking with Representative Matt Shea. He is from the state of Washington. He's one of those few lone conservative voices out there in the
Bless
state of Washington.
Heart.
Really. He's a Christian. He's a conservative. He's a constitutionalist. He's done a lot of things out there, including he actually founded the Act for America organization out there, again, in the Spokane, Washington area. So, he's done a lot of really good things. And they're after him like crazy.
Yeah, they are.
They are just any possible thing that they can whip up into a gigantic lie they're trying to do. So he is actually going to be coming to Jacksonville. He will be here in 2 days. He's going to be here on Wednesday, the 11th, and it'll be right here at the Salem Center. If you go to our Facebook page, Battleground News on Facebook, or Battleground News on Twitter, you'll be able to find the link with all the information about that event coming up on Wednesday. But it is at the Salem Center. It is at 6 o'clock, I believe, in the evening. You can register at Eventbrite. Just go to eventbrite.com, look up Matt Shea, and Shea is spelled S-H-A-E, S-H-A-E, Matt Shea. It'll pop right up. You can register for free, but it will be $10 at the door. They're trying to cover the cost of his flight and
right.
everything to Florida. So it should be very, very interesting evening on Wednesday, and we are fortunate to have him with us for a few minutes just a little bit later on in the show. So we're looking forward to that conversation. Also, we've got anybody that wants to call in during the hour, you realize that we are here, we are able to talk, and the number is 831-0600. That's area 904-831-0600. And then we also have, just joining us in the studio, Councilwoman, not Congressman this time, Councilwoman Randy DeFore is with us from Jacksonville City Council. Randy, thanks for getting here.
Thank you so much for having me today.
I love that. She's got on the cutest outfit for those of you who can't see her. I'm sorry, it's a girl thing. Anyway, we've got, we'll be talking with Randy soon about all things JEA, because those of you who've been paying any attention at all know that our electrical our electric system is in peril. There's just so much going on. Every time you turn around, there's so much new information. It's kind of like everything with the impeachment and everything with the IG report. You can't turn around without getting all this new information and going, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. So I noticed that actually Matt Shea has called in. He was able to join us a little bit earlier than what I had thought. So let's go ahead and talk with him. Representative Matt Shea from the state of Washington, welcome to Battleground News.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're most welcome. Thank you. I've been kind of telling people a little bit that you are going to be here in Jacksonville, Florida in two more days.
I am going to be there in Jacksonville and going to be talking about the counter states and what's coming against this country, particularly from the Marxists and the Islamists, and
mm-hmm.
why what we're seeing happen with everything from Adam Schiff to all the way down to the local level with Marxists targeting city council races, who's behind it, what strategies they're using, and why it's important for every American to understand it so that we can maintain our God-honoring constitutional republic.
You know, I am so glad to have you on the show today, because we were very happy to be able to schedule you so we could talk a little bit about it. Our listeners are the people that you want to come on Wednesday night. This is a good targeted audience for you. We deal all the time with the Constitution, with conservatism, with Second Amendment issues. We are very pro Second Amendment. We deal and immigration, and all of that. So our listeners, I want to encourage everyone on Wednesday to get over here to the Salem Center. It's just $10 at the door, and please do that. Salem Center is 7235 Bonneval Road, Bonneval, Bonneval Road. And again, go to Eventbrite, look up Matt Shea, Shae. And you should be able, it'll pop right up and you get all the details there. So, Representative Shea, you have been, from what I can tell, you've been real busy lately. I know you're working hard for the conservative cause, and it's got to be a fascinating battle when you're doing that in the state of Washington. I'm not quite sure how all that works. Do you have a very big Republican caucus out there, or how is that all working?
Well, actually, in Washington State, you know, we were only two votes shy of a majority in the House here just a year ago, and there was actually a Republican majority in the Senate in Washington State. A lot of people just kind of write Washington off over there on the left coast, but the fact of the matter is we're really a testing ground and a proving ground for Marxist ideology and some of the things that they try to spread throughout the rest of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing to Trump right now, they're actually doing that in the state of Washington. And I think that that's what's so important for people to understand, is that, you know, some of the stuff that people might think is theoretical as far as Marxism or Islamism, and these guys really aren't that big of a threat, it's not that big of a deal. No, it is that big of a deal, and it is happening.
It is.
Right now in our time.
It is. And yes, you seem to be almost, you're very, very close to ground zero for a lot of the communist socialist activity that's been happening actually for decades in this country. I know I lived for quite a few years in the South San Francisco Bay Area. So I was very familiar with, if you wanted to find the headquarters for the Socialist Party of the USA, or the Communist Party of the USA, all you had to do was go to either Stanford or Berkeley. They're right there. They are right there. And Washington State and Seattle seems to be a true proving ground for those troops. So how did this work? How did you must live in a conservative pocket?
Yes, right on the Idaho border. So there is Eastern Washington is extremely conservative, all the way from the Cascade Mountains all the way to the Idaho border. There's only one Democrat socialist district, and it's in downtown Spokane, of course, the big
mm-hmm.
city there. But other than that, it's very, very conservative, and people are very concerned that the rest of the country doesn't know what's happening in Washington and is really going to be caught unaware of what these folks have planned, especially for next year in 2020 and the run-up to the presidential election.
Right. I would imagine you're seeing all kinds of activities out there to kind of fortify whatever their plans are for 2020. And I mean, is it, in Washington State, do you have an abundance of all of the Antifa groups and all of that out there?
Well, yeah. Let me highlight a couple things that are going on out there. I'm going to highlight, it's not just Antifa. It is Redneck Revolt, the John Brown Gun Club, the Socialist Rifle Association. A lot of these organizations people have never heard of, and they're extremely active out there right now. And I think the second thing that's important to understand is that there is coordinated violent and nonviolent action happening between these organizations, and then the media is covering it up or not reporting it or spinning it.
Gotcha.
And it's important to see specific examples of that as well.
Okay, fantastic. Matt, are you able to stay with us just a little bit longer? We've got a break coming up.
Yep.
All right, fantastic, fantastic. Folks, we are listening to Representative Matt Shea from the state of Washington. He's a state representative out there and has a lot of really good information. We will be back with him. If you want to call in and ask him a question, 904-831-0600.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. Millsaver.com.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
The holidays are busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. The new chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. All of the best for the holidays from Z the Founder.
I love it.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Battleground News. I'm Karen Morton. My co-host
is Jim Davis.
And in the studio with us is Councilwoman Randy DeFore. And on the phone is State Representative Matt Shea from the state of Washington. And we've been talking with Matt. I know you've got some thoughts about what's happening in Washington, D.C., besides just preparing for 2020. What's your take on have you looked at the IG report that came out?
Well, yes, and I'm pretty familiar with it. And I think there's a couple things that are very important. You know, the deep state, or this idea behind the deep state, has been around for a very, very long time, going back prior to World War II. I think that's very, very important to understand. The second thing I think is critical, too, is they don't care what the truth is. This has absolutely
that's
nothing
true. That's true. That's exactly right. Sorry.
What they are trying to do is execute political warfare according to what's called a Maoist insurgency model to remove the duly elected president of the United States and effectively turn our republic into something very terrible. And I think, you know, people say, ah, that's hyperbole. It is not hyperbole. That is their own words. And that's why my presentation is so extensive, because I give the very clear primary source documents and examples of how these folks think that way and where they're headed into the future.
I think that's excellent. If you can get here on Wednesday to listen to Matt Shea's presentation, please do so. I think you will find it highly enlightening. And you are absolutely correct about they don't feel a need to tell the truth. Quite frankly, what they normally do, almost, and it's almost 100%, anything that comes out of their mouth these days seems to be a reflection of their own activities. They just telegraph what they are doing by blaming it on the Republican Party.
That's exactly right. Vox Day actually puts it very well. He has three principles of social justice warriors. They always lie, they always double down on their lie, and they always project onto you how they really are themselves.
Exactly. It's like they have their own perspective, and they cannot get out of it. They couldn't get out of it if they wanted to, I don't think, in their own heads.
Well, no. I mean, but there are some, though, that are dedicated, intentional
Absolutely.
Marxists that are trying to do this. And they take advantage of useful idiots and people that have not educated themselves.
Right, absolutely. And you are, and what I love is hearing you say, because I say this all the time, they always double down. They never back up. They never apologize. They never say, whoops, that was a mistake. They always double down.
They'll double down or just change the subject.
So the impeachment process, what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to actually get the votes, or you think that it's going to be a dead deal by the time they get it to the floor?
Well, no. I mean, they have planned to impeach Trump from before he was elected.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so they will vote for impeachment. It will go to the Senate. And this is another part of what I talk about. I talk about a memorandum from Rich Higgins, who was a staffer for the National Security Council, that he wrote to President Trump about all of these organizations and what they are doing. And in there, he specifically says that the Democrat Party is the primary enabler of the counterstates, the Marxists and Islamists, and the Republican establishment is the designated defeat mechanism for the counterstates. And so it remains to be seen if the Senate is going to be the designated defeat mechanism. In other words, they're just going to give up at the last minute to the exasperation of all of us who can't believe that, you know, victory is being snatched away at the last minute. And so, you know, defeat is being snatched away at the last minute. And that's where I think is the danger right now, is people think, oh, the Senate, it's dead. I don't think that's the case. I think there are Republicans in the Senate mm-hmm. that we really need to be watching right now.
Yeah, there's some real poison pills in the Senate, that's for certain. And I couldn't agree with you more. And as we know, if deep state was never just the people who were part of the Democrat Party, let's face it, the Republicans certainly have had their share of members within that deep state. So there's no anybody who has the illusion that the Republicans are all in Trump's corner, and in the corner of the Americans, you know, the United States of America, they got another thing coming. We will see. The obviously Mitt Romney is the first that comes to mind.
Exactly.
But you know, I don't know what kind of coalition he's putting together. I don't know, you know, and that's really what we're going to find out, I guess. Jim,
the Susan Collins, the lady from Alaska,
Murkowski.
Yeah, it's that ilk that I would watch,
mm-hmm.
and primarily because they support the global economy, and for them the money is more important than the rights, the constitutional rights.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, what is their main? Besides, I mean, money, but it's more than money, isn't it?
It's for some of these folks that are being used as tools, it is just money. But for some of the folks that are true architects and enablers behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
they literally want to see this constitutional republic destroyed because it is the last obstacle to their goals, and
right.
and that's not overstating it. That is pure, unadulterated fact. And so, with all of that, I really want to emphasize too that part of the presentation I'll be giving on Wednesday at the Salem Center at 6 o'clock is the solutions. How do we fight back against this giant that is coming against our great country?
Wonderful. Wonderful. I look forward to meeting you on Wednesday. I will definitely be there. And I encourage everyone listening, if you can find any way to get to the Salem Center on Wednesday evening to listen to Representative Matt Shea, please do so. I think it's well worth your time and effort to do that. Representative Shea, I thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today. I truly appreciate it.
Well,
any last thoughts?
Yeah, well, one last thought I think is that, you know, I'm going to be bringing firsthand experience seeing this stuff, not only overseas but here in America, how these people are operating. And I've been the target of quite a few attacks myself, as I'm sure
yeah.
you've seen. And And how do you fight back against that kind of reckless hatred that, mm-hmm. that they would rather burn the entire house down than have a reasonable conversation? Yeah. And, you know, I think it's important for all of us in this time, especially approaching Christmas, to understand this so we can have those conversations at the Christmas dinner table, and we can start at the family level and really begin to restore our God-honoring constitutional republic to the way that the founders envisioned.
That would be a blessing, truly. So I tell you what, again, thank you so very much for taking the time. I know that you're actually in another city getting ready to do a presentation. Where are you, Atlanta?
Atlanta, yes.
Okay. And I know you took the time while you're preparing that to go down and visit those folks. So have a wonderful evening, and we look forward to seeing and hearing you on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Blessings to you all, and keep up the fight.
Thank you, sir. All right, everybody, that was Matt Shea from the state of Washington. And again, Wednesday, go to eventbrite.com and just look up Matt Shea. S-H-A-E, it'll pop right up. If you're looking for, you know, the exact address or anything, it's right there. Also, again, if you are listeners to this program, go to our Facebook page and follow Battleground News. Everything that we talk about gets posted there, so you'll be able to find the links to everything and a lot of additional commentary about issues that are cropping up everywhere constantly. Hopefully I'll see a lot of you this Wednesday night. Also, I would just wanted to mention, before we start talking about JEA, wanted to mention that there's one other item coming up this weekend, and that is Saturday, December 14th, and that is Wreaths Across America, and it will be held out at the National Cemetery north of town, out by the airport.
Lanny Road.
They are looking for a lot of volunteers. We have thousands of grave sites, and we have thousands of wreaths that all need to be taken off of a truck, stationed in different locations throughout the cemetery, and then prepared for placement. And then we need people to place the wreaths. And we don't just go out and toss a wreath or sit it down and run. They take time. They place the wreath. They give a moment of silence. They say the person's name out loud. It is a recognition of them. It is a very moving experience. And if you would like to help with that, we would love to have you out there. You can arrive anytime after 6 a.m., literally, depending on how early you can be there and how much help you want to be getting the stuff off the trucks and that kind of thing. But if you want to volunteer and actually place wreaths, please be there by 10 a.m. and kind of be ready to you know, do some walking and get to locations and spend a little bit of time, because it is a very, very respectful ceremony that we go through. At 12 noon exactly, there will actually be a short ceremony, and then they'll go from there. So again, this Saturday, December 14, get out to the National Cemetery. If you want to look up any information, it's Wreaths Across America, Jacksonville. Wreaths Across America, Jacksonville. It'll pop right up. All righty. So, moving on. We've got a minute and a half before we get to our next break, but we have in the studio with us Randy Dufour, city councilwoman, and Randy is she just had another meeting, one of the workshops yesterday, which I understand was fascinating.
Well, we had one actually this morning.
Oh, was it today? Oh, yes. This is Monday. Never mind. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It was very fascinating. I'll share as we... you know, we heard from the JEA representatives, Melissa Dykes and Brian Wanamaker. And, you know, it is, I'll share with you as we come back the details.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, people, if you've got questions regarding the JEA issues that are going on, again, you can call us here, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And we will be back in just a couple of minutes to talk about JEA and all things related. Don't go away.
You're listening to Battleground News right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Top House lawyers are sparring heatedly with lawmakers and each other over the impeachment case against President Trump in an acrimonious hearing as Democrats prepare formal charges. Democrats allege that Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate rival Joe Biden while at the same time withholding U.S. military aid ran counter to U.S. policy and benefited Russia as well as himself. But in one testy exchange Monday, Republican attorney Stephen Castor dismissed the transcript of Trump's crucial call with Ukraine as, quote, eight ambiguous lines, unquote, that did not amount to the president seeking a personal political favor. Authorities say a volcanic eruption off the New Zealand coast has killed at least five people and left eight others missing and feared dead. On Wall Street, the Dow by 105 points, the NASDAQ dropped 34, the S&P declined 10, crude oil down to $59.02 a barrel. SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. A Jacksonville family is relying on prayers to help them deal with unimaginable circumstances. Three members of the Descleffs family are dealing with cancer all at the same time. Mom Kathy has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Dad Benoit has a brain tumor, and 17-year-old son Luke has Hodgkin's lymphoma. Kathy recently told Action News Jax that it's hard physically and emotionally, and learning about her son's diagnosis 2 months ago was just too much. A robbery suspect is injured but expected to survive after a confrontation with a security guard in Nassau County. Deputies say that the suspect was one of four who tried to rob the Trax Arcade last night in Yulee on SR 200. Now, the guard shot that man. All four suspects were taken into custody. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still seeing delays because of an accident on the East Beltway on 295 southbound at the Dames Point Bridge. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on Butler Boulevard heading west beyond Gate Parkway, and another one on the West Beltway on 295 southbound beyond Normandy Boulevard. Partly cloudy tonight, expect low 59. Tuesday, some patchy morning fog becoming mostly sunny, high 82.
Are you tired of paying the high price of your health care plan? Then you are going to love MediShare. MediShare is the Christian healthcare sharing ministry where hundreds of thousands of believers across America share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. Over $2 billion have been shared by members, and they can help share yours too. But here's the best part. With MediShare, you'll be amazed at what you save. Up to $500 every month. That's like getting a $6,000 a year pay raise. You can join anytime, so why not call today? A really nice person is there to answer all your questions. Trust me, you're going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 13th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, December 14th at 2 p.m. It's the First Coast Nutcracker at the Times Union Center. Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The idea that you and I have within ourselves the God-given right and the ability to determine our own destiny. The freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Sobering thought. And we are faced with it continually, day after day after day.
If ever that thought were applicable, it's today.
I tell you, and unfortunately, even so in Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah.
Even here.
Randy, she was going to give us some information there right before we went to the break, so I'm going to turn this over to you.
Well, I was just going to share with you a little bit about our meeting this morning with the JEA representatives, Melissa Dykes and Brian Wanamaker. One of the questions I asked was the presentation that they made, both of them. They were working for the JEA at this time, and they presented to Wall Street in the spring of 2018 when, let me back up. The three things that they're saying that are causing us to be in a death spiral are our debt service, mm-hmm. the consumer, you know, reduction in consumer use, mm-hmm. and then this Plant Vogel.
Right.
All right. In the spring of 2018, when all three of those things were still going on, so you still had the debt service, you still had Plant Vogel, and you still had consumer use
right.
going down.
Now, this was only just like a little over a year ago.
Right. They represented to Wall Street in bond hearings. They presented a 10-year financial strategic plan that mm-hmm. showed JEA being in a very healthy position. And that, yes, they were going to deal with some challenges, but overall, they were in a very... In fact, I think they represented that they were in the best financial health that they had been in a long time.
Really? Isn't right. that fascinating?
So my question is this. If they went to Wall Street and they were lying to investors, they're either lying to investors or they're lying to us today.
That's right. And let me just, I have to share
with
you.
Is that not a felony to lie to investors?
Well, that's a good question.
I have a lot of questions. But, I just have to share with you what Ms. Dyke said. Now, this is how she answered my question when I said, what changed?
Okay.
She says... Dykes tried to use an analogy of a person. I'm reading because this was Jack's Business Journal actually wrote this.
Okay.
Dykes said, to use an analogy of a person with cancer to explain the municipal utility's financial sustainability, she says, I am a very healthy woman. I'm a runner. I do everything I can to maintain my health. But I find out that I have cancer, said Dykes. I'm not going to die tomorrow. But it doesn't mean that I don't do something proactively to cure what ails me.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange response. So in other words, she's saying, I guess, that yes, we're very healthy now, and we presented that we were represented that we were going to be very healthy in over the course of the 10 years. But after that, we may not be so healthy. So
we may not.
So what was really funny is that, you know, this is a nonpartisan issue, really. Garrett Dennis came back and responded by saying that the woman with cancer wouldn't kill herself. she'd try to be cured and move on.
You know, I have known Garrett Dennis for a really, really long time, and we disagree on a whole lot of issues, but that was a good one.
I have to agree with you on that.
That's mind-boggling. I mean, it really is. That was her answer.
That was her answer. And mind-boggling also, you know, takes us back to Ron Salem's comments about the performance unit plan.
Mm-hmm.
That was an incentive plan that was passed the same time they passed this ITN process, wherein if you paid $10 in, you could get a huge return based on the net income from the sale. So in other words, if there was a $6 billion net profit from the sale,
mm-hmm.
then the total plan unit could have been up to $1 billion. The thing that bothers me about this is at the time they did this plan, this PUP is what they call it, they probably had JP Morgan and Morgan Stanley's market analysis. So they had a pretty good idea mm-hmm. of the value of the JEA. Right. So based on that, they were planning on having a huge payday. I mean, they were huge payday if it was to be sold.
And let me just ask it now. Who exactly benefits from the PUP program? Who gets the deal out of this?
The executives primarily, you know, the executives were going to be hitting that. Some analysis was done that Aaron Zahn, for instance, could have made up to $60 million.
Oh.
You know.
Really?
Yes.
That much?
Yes.
now, correct me if I'm wrong, but... I'm thinking back Mayor's been in office for basically 5 years now. When he got into office, didn't he kind of pretty much replace all or most of the JEA board?
He did.
And then he went out of his way to make sure a year and a half or 2 years ago that he got a CEO in there that he specifically wanted.
Yes, and what bothers me about this CEO is that this the JEA is the eighth largest electrical municipality in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And this man has absolutely no experience in the electrical industry.
Right. But he does have experience in one thing. Is that correct?
Wouldn't that
be like selling things?
I don't even know what he has experience in.
You know, I'm wondering if he's related to Hunter Biden. That's what I'm wondering.
if you have no intention of maintaining a utility system and your entire purpose behind the scenes is to get rid of this thing so that you can pay off whatever debt, so you can do whatever you're going to do. You don't need a CEO who knows how to run a utility. If that's your plan, then it doesn't matter if he's got that background. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that over and over and over again. I mean, people figured this out. You're like, well, really? Well, you know, he doesn't have that experience. Well, no, but he didn't need that experience. Not if he's not going to run a utility. Not if we're only going to sell it.
Especially if that's his specialty. His job is to go in there and create the environment where selling this is obvious the answer to do.
Yeah, I've got a ton of questions, but I mean, I've been reading, Business Journal, but all of the information coming out from Nate Monroe,
yes,
and the Times Union, he really has gone above and beyond, I must say, to bring information to the forefront and keep people informed of what's happening regarding JEA. And he just put out, I think this morning, he put out a tweet that had a thread of maybe, I think it was him, had like 47 items on it. Okay. And I see you, Blake. We'll be with you in a sec. Incredible detail. Just look at this point, look at this point. This person said this, this person said that. And attaching a documentation or links to what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Very, very well done. Very well done.
We'll have to look at that. You know, I've done just my own little timeline, and there's so much information coming in that it is, you can't, it's almost like you get numb.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't keep, one thing was bad enough, but now we're up to double digit of things. I mean,
right.
From the fact that they have had a code name, Scampi, for
right.
the project,
to right.
the fact that, you know, the mayor's people are now negotiating the deal
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta. To,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And yeah, and those are some of the things that I do want to spend a little bit of time on. But on the line, I've got a caller. Blake, welcome to Battleground News. We got 2 minutes. What you got for us?
Councilwoman DeFore, thank you for standing up and being one of the shepherd dogs that we talked about last time at City Council.
Thank you, Mr. Harper.
two questions. First of all, I don't know if I missed this. Councilwoman Priestley Jackson asked to make her a motion to cancel the whole thing, an emergency. I don't know if that's passed. The other question is, you know, when we sit and talk about the situation that JEA has, you know, you've done financial work in the past. When we make decisions where a company is, we have to look at where the company stands relative to its peers and the people in the industry. And I guess my question is, have they done that? Is there any kind of, because the entire utility industry faces threats and challenges. No different than JEA. And, of course, we don't have a management team that can handle it now. But those are my two questions.
Good point. Blake, I'm going to let her start to answer, and then we're going to be up to a break pretty soon. So
okay.
Thanks for the call.
Just quickly, I will share with you that the trend today actually is to buy back the utilities. So that the trend is to move towards municipally owned utilities, mm-hmm. not to privatize utilities.
And I read that a lot of places, indeed, everybody's looking at the same issues, and yet they are doubling down, and they are doing the right thing, and they're making it work. So, all right, we'll be back after this break. Do not go away. We've got more with Randy DeFore.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. With some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. MILSAVER.com.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, 6 paid holidays, 2 weeks pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Congratulations to Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island for winning the Best of Clay top spot in the health food category. Grassroots Natural Market, providing families in Clay County with the finest selection of fresh, nutritious foods available. Foods that are free from pesticides, hormones, and artificial preservatives. Grassroots offers a wide variety of gluten-free and wheat-free items as well as a large selection of vitamins, herbs, and CBD oils. Grassroots Natural Market. They're on the East-West Parkway next to the Fleming Island Theater. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Government is indeed the problem. And once again, not only are we talking nationally here, we are talking about Jacksonville, Florida. So with the questions that Blake had when he called in right before the break, and again, this is Battleground News, Karen Morton, Jim Davis, and we've got Councilwoman Randy DeFore with us. And Randy, I got to say, Randy is, I thank you so much for being on here. You've been on the show and called into the show numerous times now to keep us informed. And, you know, I know everybody appreciates that because, like you said before the break, there's so much information out there.
Yes.
There's just so much. Now, he had asked about Brenda Priestley Jackson.
Yes. Priestley Jackson.
Sometimes I get it mixed. Sorry. So I always have to think twice. She did put in for a special.
She did, and it's tomorrow night. So come on out, and if you're opposed to the sale of the JEA or any type of recapitalization of the JEA, come on out and let your voice be heard. She has filed a resolution to request that the JEA board immediately terminate the ITN process. And she's done it on an emergency basis, which is going to be difficult. It will be difficult to get it done in an emergency because it mm-hmm. takes 13 votes. But I'm hopeful that we will be able to get it done. I mean, at this point, you know, we have former general counsels who are demanding a grand jury investigation on that pup. I mean, it is.
It's mind-boggling to
look at. It really is. It is. And so we have former mayors that are questioning. We have former general counsel that are questioning, former presidents of the city council that are saying stop the process. I mean, I just, it is amazing to me how many people have come out and said, please stop the process. And yet the JEA just moseys on. It's as if, you know, their ego is deafening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so if this passes, now you said it needs 13 votes to pass. So
for the emergency.
For the emergency. If it doesn't pass on an emergency basis, can she go ahead and continue it on a regular?
Yes.
Okay. And so if this does pass, either tomorrow night or down the road, then that would be an immediate cease and desist for all of their activities.
Well, it really, you know, it is JEA is an independent entity. So it is just us being the city council telling the JEA, you know, what our thoughts are and requesting that they immediately stop.
Okay. But in reality, according to the charter, they can act independently regardless of what city council says. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, let me ask you this. Does anyone in the city government have the ability to hire and fire these people, even if they have a contract, you know?
Yeah, who hires and fires from the board and the high execs?
So the JEA board hires the executive, which is the CEO, and that would be Aaron Zahn. And then the board is placed, you know, is put on in place by the mayor and approved by the city council.
Okay. Okay. And back when these board members got placed 2 and 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the talk of selling JEA had not yet been brought up. They were placed on the board just because they were placed on the board, and the mayor was a new mayor, and he had the right to make his own appointments.
No, they're going to Wall Street and they're saying, hey, investors, everything's fine down at Jacksonville Electric Authority. And now,
well, yeah.
And now they want to sell it because, oh my God, we're in dire straits here.
Yeah, there's something, you know, like you said, they went to Wall Street and they presented this 10-year plan. They also submitted that same thing to the Public Utilities Commission, if I'm not correct.
I believe you're correct.
So, how can you, I'm sorry, but.
They're either lying to them or they're lying to us. If they're lying to them, that's got to be a felony. If they're lying to us, then there are things that we can do.
Well, and we were talking on the break. You know, earlier in this conversation, we were talking to Representative Matt Shea. We were talking about how the socialists and the Democrats always double down. They never stop. They never go, whoops, what a mistake, or anything like that. They always double down. And indeed, that seems to be exactly what the JEA is doing.
It does. Every time I think we've kind of made progress, they double down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this was truly a business decision,
right?
You know, I'm a businesswoman by trade. And if you thought if your business was in trouble, there are two things you would do. Number one, you would reduce your expenses, and number two, you would remove your leadership team.
Right.
Number three, you wouldn't be building a new corporate headquarters.
Thank you. Yes, on prime downtown property that's going to cost a mint. You know, if you really need something, you know, redo the mall that with the old Gateway Shopping Center.
A lot of room there.
There's a lot of room, you know. I mean, really. Unbelievable.
You know, ultimately, does this have to go to the people of Jacksonville as a referendum and we get to vote?
Yes, so how this works is hopefully we can stop beforehand. I'm very hopeful. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they will present an option that they've gone through this process. They'll present it to city council, and the city council can either pass it with a majority vote or not pass it. If they pass it with a majority vote, it will then go on the referendum for the voters to vote on.
Okay.
Then, oddly enough, it will have to come back if the voters pass it. It will have to then come back to the city council because it's a charter revision, and the city council will have to have a 3/4 vote on that then. But if it passes by the electorate, I mean, I can't imagine that it won't pass city council.
Right. And that's very true. Now, one of the things that I've heard just over the weekend is that JEA has agreed, and I don't know if this is correct or not, that they may have agreed to stop their advertising to try to convince people that, you know, a JEA is a disaster and we're all going to die unless we sell it. Have you heard that?
April Green did come to speak to us this morning and gave public comment. And in her public comment, she did mention that. And I hope that's true because, you know, those are our dollars that they're using to campaign against us. That's one thing. The other thing is they're going to go around and they're going to say a couple of things like, I'm going to pay you $1,400 like I mentioned before.
Right,
and again, they're going to pay us with our own money. They're going to go to some areas of our community and say, well, we're going to remove that septic tank system and we're going to and pay for you to get online. Now, again, everywhere that I've seen that done, you can Google this, where they made those type of representations, ultimately the consumer pays for that.
Right.
So,
listen, I live on the grid, and if you have a septic system that works for you, you do not want JEA charging you for your sewage. You don't. You know.
Well, but there are neighborhoods where they really truly need to be off of septic too, but they've been wanting to come off of septic for 20 years, and nobody's managed to accomplish that yet.
Right, and the reality is
because of the flooding.
When this whole process started, the JEA had $1 billion in cash. $1 billion in cash. Now, they have used some of that money to pay down debt as we speak. The other thing is they claim that there's this huge debt carry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, interest rates are really low.
Right.
Why wouldn't they be refinancing with the bond interest rates today? That would save them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Because they have a leader who's involved, whose specialty is selling things, not saving things.
Now,
and that's my opinion.
Well, and now we find out that yes, JEA is doing their thing. They're doubling down. Now it's the mayor's office and that are out there negotiating.
That's correct.
With Brian Hughes, I guess.
I don't know if Brian Hughes. It's three people. It's Stephanie Birch. Two, and I'm drawing a blank on the other two names. But people that have never had $1 billion negotiating experience before are now negotiating this deal.
And these people who have bid on this, who are from God knows where, who are obviously can fly into a meeting in their own private jets. They don't need to worry about connections and everything. But they could if they wished. Instead of having this negotiation and this new all the new information presented in the city of Jacksonville, where people would come to actually see the utility and be here in this community, they're going to Atlanta instead. They've moved the meeting to Atlanta, so all the negotiations are being done there.
You know, there is not a businessman in this world who is going to knowingly buy a failing business. I think this is all bumpkiss, you know.
Well, it may be. But, I mean, truly, now they've moved it to Atlanta. They don't even want the people here.
Well, I think, you know, I have my own ideas why that may be. But my idea is that because if they came here, I mean, you just go into a restaurant, you ask anybody about the JEA,
mm-hmm.
and they'll tell you, we don't want to sell it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just want that distance. And I would imagine, you know, maybe they even think that there's going to be protests or something if these people show up for negotiations, which is possible.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Well, yeah. It's possible. I'm not advocating it. I'm not. But, you know, highly possible.
No violence.
Well, nobody said anything about violence.
But, you know, you ought to let your voice be heard.
Well, and this is why I think it's really important. This special emergency issue is being brought to council to stop, to advise JEA to stop. And that is tomorrow night at City Council, downtown at City Hall. So if you can get to City Hall tomorrow, make your voice known. Please do so. We are at the end of our show. Randy Dufour, councilwoman from City of Jacksonville, thank you so very much
thank
for being
you.
Here. And I know you'll be back. So everybody stay tuned. Thank you for being with Battleground News. We appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we will see you soon.